WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New figures pointing to a resilient economy and labor market. Jobless claims fell last week. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
In the wake of two major hurricanes and 6 weeks into a strike at Boeing, employment analysts were anticipating a rise in jobless claims. Instead, the number fell by about 15,000 to 227,000 applications altogether. In fact, the largest declines came in Florida and North Carolina, two states hard hit by tropical storms in the past month.
Boeing union workers rejected the latest contract offer after a vote last night. More than 28 million Americans have already cast ballots in early voting. Presidential candidates and running mates blanketing key swing states with the election day now less than 2 weeks out. Kamala Harris in Georgia today, Donald Trump in Arizona and Nevada. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up meetings in the Middle East and says there is support to renew talks to end the war in Gaza and release hostages. Still unknown if Hamas will join those talks. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Technical problems with early voting in Wisconsin. Ted Allen has more.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission said in a statement that its WisVote system was printing labels slowly during day two of in-person absentee voting Wednesday, and continued high numbers at the polls were compounding the problem. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs posted to X Wednesday night that IT services had resolved the issue and that handwriting voter information on envelopes is acceptable if printers do slow down. She also asked voters to be kind to poll workers who are doing their best to help everyone vote.
There could once again be a WNBA team in Wisconsin. The Sports Business Journal reports that the team that owns the Bucks is submitting the paperwork to get their own franchise. The Milwaukee Does played in the Women's Professional Basketball League in Wisconsin for 1 year back in 1979. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around a quarter of an inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Now a video has gone viral. The Eagles performing at the Sphere in Las Vegas, Nevada. Someone in the upper deck of the arena decided that they wanted to show up late. A little intoxicated for that show. She was flailing her arms about, blocking the view of so many people. Got into a verbal and nearly physical altercation with another concert goer and was escorted out by police. Multiple police officers and deputies needed to drag this lady out.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
Max FM.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no doubt, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
This
should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should've closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette, baby, I'm much too fast. It's your little red Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last. Oh, James, first on the verge of being obscene. No rover, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
Well, probably not a surprise, but the most popular color for Corvette production is the color red. There's different versions of the color red, varieties, if you will, and the torch red is the number one. Now, personally, I am a fan of the Rapid Blue, and if you've never seen that color, go ahead and Google that. Put C8 Corvette Rapid Blue and enjoy. It is a beautiful color, and yes, that's the color of my car. Love it. I put everything I have into that car. You know what they call that, don't you? Midlife crisis, indeed.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers continue to gear up for their Sunday matchup against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers will be shooting for their fourth straight victory. Week 8 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. The Vikings take on the Rams in Los Angeles. Badgers have another day of work today before hosting third-ranked Penn State on Saturday at Camp Randall. Coach Luke Fickell on what the Badgers' offensive line is facing against Penn State's tough defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think obviously that's where the strength of their team is, and you know, their ability to create some havoc and make some of those big plays up front athletically, but also physically and speed-wise is the challenge. They're going to be in a lot of different places. They're going to do a lot of different things, and they rely upon their ability to create havoc, their athleticism to make some plays up front, and we got to play really sound.
Bucks won their season opener last night, 124-109 over the Sixers in Philadelphia, and the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opens a two-game series against Bemidji State at LeBron Arena tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. What's her appetite? She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with the crumb she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Just to please you, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We did have that live video coverage of the Highway 33 ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday, and want to remind you, just because they cut the ribbon doesn't mean it's open yet. Construction is wrapping up. You certainly do not want to drive on a closed road. That'd be my advice right there. We've got another video posted on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page right now. Everyone's looking forward to that opening up. Looks like a beautiful new stretch of road there.
Stop me up, I never stop, never stop, never stop. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free. Ecstasy. One night in Bangkok.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, it all comes down to this. This Saturday, the final Saturday Farmers Market in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 on the square downtown. Again, there'll be another one on Wednesday. The Wednesday one next week is going to be the final Farmers Market of the season. Like it or not, it is the end of the season. And judging by all the leaves in my front yard, I would say that's true. Pretty soon we're going to have snow on the ground. I'm not looking forward to that one bit. More music on the way and your weather forecast at Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around 1/4 inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. This is kind of an odd statement to make, but I swear it's true. Does every single person know of someone that is a David Lee Roth lookalike? I swear to you, it's just how it is. I saw a post on Facebook. Someone had posted a picture of a buddy of theirs and said, does he kind of look like David Lee Roth? Then other people started chiming in with posts of their friends. One of them was actually a picture of David Lee Roth, though. Maybe he was friends with him.
Well, girls, I really
Hall & Oates, 99.7 Max FM. I got a text message on the Civic Media app from Daryl. He said, Jay, I heard you were sick yesterday. You sound like you're fine today. Everything okay? I will tell you that I do feel like I am a little bit better today. I was telling you how I was kind of fighting off the start of a cold. I was taking Zicam like it was going out of style, drinking a ton of water. Friends wanted to meet at the bar last night. I went, but I drank water. I think that was important, too. If I had a couple of old-fashioned cocktails or something, probably be a different story today. But, yeah, feeling a little bit better.
See you.